Well, with me today by phone is Lori Mueller of Youth Zone. Hello, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk about one of my favorite nonprofits in the Valley, Youth Zone. It's also one of the oldest in the Valley, is it not?
Well, we're 40 years old this year. So
really?
I don't know if we're the oldest, but we're getting pretty old.
Wow, 40 years.
Yep, 40 years this year. Started in 1976 in Rifle.
Wow. Well, what's the key to your success?
Oh, wow. How long do we have?
You've got 10 seconds.
You know, I think it's that we have a passion for kids, and we all love our communities, and this valley is such a fabulous place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the community has supported kids for so long, and they love having healthy kids and healthy families. So I think that's it.
Well, what's new over at Youth Zone right now?
Oh, it seems like there's a lot of new things going on. You know, as a 40-year-old organization, it's our job to shift and change with things, and as kids need different things, we try to do that. So one of the things that we just started in the past year is doing what we call Seeking Safety, which is a group for kids with substance use concerns or issues in their life, and that can be any kind of substance. A lot of the kids have experienced trauma in their life, and so we've started that. We started with one group last year, and we're now running four groups. The kids come,
wow.
Even if they're not going to school, they show up at group, and they bring their friends, which is incredible.
And this is a trauma group?
Well, it's a group for kids that are struggling with substance use.
Oh, okay.
And some of the kids that we have experienced trauma.
Okay.
And that's why they're using.
Right, it goes hand in hand with
it
substance
does.
Use. What kind of trends are you seeing with substance use here in the Valley?
Well, it's interesting. I think that, you know, with the legalization of marijuana, sometimes our focus gets stuck on marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to minimize the impacts that marijuana have on our youth, but we forget that there's other things that kids are struggling with and have access to, which is heroin and meth, and that's a little more underground, if you will. People don't want to talk about that, but
mm.
It's definitely part of the youth culture these days.
Heroin. What's heroin use like from Rifle to Aspen?
That's a
youth.
Great question. And it's interesting what we've found. So we hire an independent evaluator, and every 3 years he takes all of our data and does some great work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what he has really analyzed is that Aspen to Parachute kids use pretty much the same.
Wow.
Not statistically significantly different, if you will. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So heroin use, is that on the rise here? Because I know methamphetamine has been popular since the gas boom. But
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if, you know, because you hear about heroin and opioid use nationwide, that it's a huge problem. And I'm wondering if that's playing out here in the Valley as well.
It is.
Is
yep.
it?
Yep, it is. And I would say that if you talk to, you know, pull a young kid off of the streets and
mm-hmm.
just start asking them questions, they're not going to know as much about the heroin and meth use,
right?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, alcohol and marijuana are their drugs of choice,
mm-hmm.
but they definitely probably would know somebody who they could ask
wow.
to get
wow.
more information.
That's really
yeah.
that's really something. You know, I mean, it's so. What do we do to help kids, or what is Youth Zone doing to help kids either move away from heroin or avoid heroin?
Well, again, you know, it goes back to why they're using.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can, you know, slap their wrists and put them in court and, you know, have all kinds of horrible consequences that we think will, you know, we have this image in our head that we believe that if kids hurt more, mm. then they'll do better. Right,
right? It's like a scared straight kind of thing.
Exactly, mm. and it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Because Because honestly, they're using, because it is taking the pain away, mm-hmm. and it is a strategy for them that, for the most part, works for
right.
them.
Exactly.
So if we really work hard, that's why we're doing these groups, and it's not all about here's why you shouldn't use. It's why are you using, and let's talk about that.
Right.
And the kids open up to each other and can start being really honest with their struggles, and it's so exciting. I mean, we have one young kid that came to us 6 months ago and just was not happy about it, and now is and came to our office actually high and using, mm-hmm. And now is entering a inpatient treatment center and very, very happy about it and mm-hmm. thrilled that. I mean, in the end, when they get caught doing something, sometimes good things happen.
Right. So, what's the parenting? Do you guys work with parents?
Oh, we do. Yes, absolutely. Every young person that we work with, their parents are right there alongside mm-hmm. them. So we offer lots of parent education and parent support and parent coaching. And I think parents, you know, always parents have wanted affirmation that they're doing okay.
Right.
I think now they're faced with, it's one of the first times that we've been faced with a generation of young people that know more than their parents do, as far as when you look at social media
mm-hmm.
And the drug culture, that's probably always been there. But so the shift in who knows what has changed.
Wow.
And parents are more unsure of what they're supposed to be doing.
Boy, I bet. That's an interesting take. I never really thought about that, that the kids, because of social media and because they're constantly connected, they would, you know more than their parents. So that,
about social media,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, we don't have a lot of time left. Maybe we need to put a Valley Voices together on this, but I'm wondering how that impacts relationships with the parents.
You know, for the most part, and I don't want to be, you know, this whole downer on what kids and parents are doing.
Right.
Parents still love their kids tremendously and have great intentions and mm-hmm. do wonderful things with their kids.
Oh, sure.
I think teenagers, you know, again, and it's been this way forever, they want to be heard. They want somebody mm-hmm. to listen
sure.
to them. They want to feel important. And not even just feel important. They want to be important and contribute. And that's one of the things, you know, we're doing a new fundraiser, and we're helping them do that. But if parents can remember that your kids want to contribute, they want to be important, and they should be. There's so mm-hmm. much that kids can contribute to our community. We just mm-hmm. have to give them opportunities to do that.
Right. So talk about, we just have a little bit of time left, but talk about the first annual Youth Zone Ascent, taking kids to the top. What's that all about?
Well, I think a lot of people have heard our Kiss and Squeal fundraiser that we held for 25 years is no longer.
No more kissing the pig.
No more kissing pigs. The pig is puckered out. And you know, we have mixed feelings about that,
mm-hmm.
but I think 25 years is good.
It
was a great fundraiser. We had fabulous people, you know, out there working for us to in the hopes of being able to kiss a pig, but... Our focus now is we have kids out there raising money, and
mm-hmm.
the way they're raising money is we have different kids teams up and down the valley,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing community projects.
Oh, great.
So they're giving back to the community, and we're looking for business sponsors to sponsor them in doing these projects. And then it will culminate in a race to the top of the caverns in Glenwood Springs.
Oh, that's right, and they can... bike and walk and take a
tram.
Yeah.
It's just our finale. You
uh-huh.
know, we would love to have 200 people show up and cheer the kids on and
right.
be part of it themselves, but the core of our fundraiser is acknowledging that kids and our teenagers in this valley are amazing people and can contribute and come up with fabulous ideas and give back to the community, and we're hoping businesses will step up and support them.
Well, Lori,
and individuals.
Lori Mueller of Youth Zone, how do businesses and individuals get in touch with you about this fundraiser?
Call 945-9300. That's mm-hmm. our Glenwood Springs office, and you can talk to me or you can talk to Robin Tolan, who is the director of this fundraiser. And if you want to be part of it, the same number, 945-9300, and we will sign you up to help these kids do these community projects. So,
well, thanks a lot. Lori Mueller of Youth Zone, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about our kids, and thanks for the work you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Lori Mueller with Youth Zone, which turns 40 this year. If you need more information about the fundraiser, First Annual Youth Zone Ascent, you can call 945-9300.